The INABC had earlier signed a contract with Transpo, the company which provides bus service to South Bend and Mishawaka, paying for a similar message to be posted on Transpo vehicles. But after Transpo officials heard about the lawsuit pending against Bloomington Transit, they broke the contract. After discovering there was no policy allowing such a refusal, officials relented, and the INABC was granted its advertisements. The kerfuffle helped the South Bend company write a new policy defining what topics will be allowed in future ads. The new guidelines prohibit messages related to cigarettes, guns, politics, pornography, and religion. Because Bloomington Transit's policy is not defined as clearly, ACLU lawyers feel they can win a legal battle alleging discrimination. INABC lawyer Paul Newman says it's important to construct the legal discussion in a way that prevents such discrimination in the future, arguing controversial speech is the very speech the First Amendment seeks to protect. INABC spokesperson Charlie Seitz says the group didn't expect so much resistance.
We wanted to get a discussion going. Well, boy, have we ever, but in ways that even we didn't dream of. We didn't realize there would be so much resistance to a statement which is so obviously true.
The case has a legal precedent in a 1997 Ohio court ruling against the Southwest Ohio Regional Transit Authority. The Ohio United Food and Commercial Workers Union filed a lawsuit when the bus company refused to put up an advertisement it deemed controversial. The court determined a rule of law known as the overbreadth doctrine applies when unprotected speech is restricted by a potentially discriminating rule or policy. As with Bloomington Transit's policy, the Ohio bus system's policy simply banned statements considered controversial. The INABC filed the federal lawsuit in May and continues to pursue a settlement with the bus company. The case was scheduled to go to trial in Indianapolis Thursday, but that hearing was postponed as both sides began to hammer out a settlement. INABC attorney Newman says no settlement has been reached, however. Regardless of the case's outcome, INABC member Charlie Seitz says he'll be looked at differently because of his beliefs, or lack thereof.
To say that there's a stigma is absolutely correct. There is a stigma against atheism.
WFIU made repeated calls to Bloomington Transit General Manager Lou May, who declined to answer. In an email, May says the ongoing legal talks prevent him from entering into the discussion. For WFIU News, I'm Emily Loftus.